Exclusive Kobach, federal court rules Biden administration's termination of the migrant protection protocols was illegal. By Chris W. Kobach on August 13, 2021. On Friday evening, a federal district court in Texas handed the Biden administration a huge defeat. In so doing, the court also handed the people of the United States a huge victory. Judge Matthew Kaczmarek of the Northern District of Texas ruled in the case of Texas and Missouri v. Biden that the Biden administration's termination of the Migrant Protection Protocols, MPP, violated both the Administrative Procedure Act, APA, as well as federal immigration law requiring that certain illegal aliens be detained. The MPP was one of the most successful elements of the Trump administration's immigration policies. Under the MPP, illegal aliens arriving at the United States border and making claims of asylum were issued a notice to appear at a future immigration court hearing and were ordered to wait in Mexico until the time of the hearing. As Judge Kaczmarek noted, requiring such aliens to remain in Mexico was especially important, since 86% of the asylum claims between FI 2008 and FI 2019 were rejected. If the illegal aliens making these bogus claims for asylum are allowed to enter the United States, many simply disappear into the fabric of country and never show up for their hearings. In terminating MPP, the Biden administration failed to explain why the program's success should be ignored, especially when DHS had sung the praises of MPP before Biden took office. As Judge Kaczmarek pointed out, DHS found that MPP addressed the perverse incentives created by allowing those with non-meritorious claims to remain in the country for lengthy periods of time. Judge Kaczmarek's decision ordered the Department of Homeland Security to enforce and implement MPP in good faith until such a time as it has been lawfully rescinded in compliance with the APA and until such a time as the federal government has sufficient detention capacity to detain all aliens subject to mandatory detention under Section 1225, without releasing any aliens because of a lack of detention resources. Judge Kaczmarek's decision is thorough and well-written, making it likely to survive the inevitable appeal by the Biden administration. The judge gave DHS 7 days to appeal to the Fifth Circuit before his decision takes effect. But assuming that no emergency stay is granted by the Court of Appeals, the country may finally see some relief in the relentless immigration crisis at the border. Chris W. Kobach served as the Secretary of State of Kansas during 2011 to 2019. Prior to that, he was a law professor at the University of Missouri, Kansas City School of Law. An expert in immigration law and policy, he was an informal advisor to President Trump. He is currently representing 5 Texas sheriffs and an association of ICE officers who are suing the Biden administration over its violation of laws requiring the deportation of illegal aliens. His website is chriskobach.com.